The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
When the housing ship started sinking in 2006, it threw everyone in the water, not just lower-income homeowners who'd maybe taken on bigger commitments than they could handle, but also homeowners who were current on their payments and suddenly found they had a $150,000 mortgage on a home worth $95,000. They weren't drowning, but they were definitely underwater. The government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, it's called HARP, was designed to help those people, but less than a million were able to use it. So President Obama wants to bring at least a million more into the lifeboat.
The barrier will be lifted that prohibits responsible homeowners from refinancing if their home values have fallen so low that what they owe on their mortgage is 25% higher than the current value of their home.
So we are asking you, would it help you, this new program?
This is Rich from New Jersey. Don't know if we qualify for Obama's plan. We're certainly having trouble making ends meet each month. That if we want to refinance, we're probably going to have to get co-signers. We'd like not to do that. So if Obama's plan is going to help us, I'd love to know more about it.
That's a listener calling into 877-8-MY-TAKE. We want to let you know more about it. And joining us to help us is Chris Mayer. He's the Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
All right, so we don't actually have all the details of this plan, but can you tell me what we know?
Sure. Well, we know that the plan applies to people who have a loan-to-value ratio above 80% and who have a government-backed mortgage by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And if you want to know whether that's the case, you can actually go on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's websites to and there's a link there that you can find out whether your mortgage is guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and also for mortgages taken on before the middle of 2009. So,
how many people is that? Do we have an idea about how many millions of mortgages are backed by the government?
Well, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac back about 27 million mortgages. I would guess that these restrictions probably cut the number of potential people in about half. It's a little hard to know, but something like that, that still leaves 13 or 14 million people. I'm not sure, by the way, why we should be imposing some of these restrictions. And at the press conference yesterday, the Secretary of HUD and the head of the National Economic Council emphasized that this was still preliminary, so they might not be imposing some of the restrictions that they did have.
We're talking with Chris Mayer, Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. Professor, you know, help me to understand. It seems to me at the bottom, and again, I'm not an economic student, but at the bottom of all this is declining property values around the country, which is the reason why people are underwater to a certain extent. How does the refinancing mechanism help ultimately this property value problem?
Well, I would say two things. I think that that's true, that declining property values are a part of this. But I think a lot of the problem has also been extremely tight credit by the government-backed lenders. And so this is what they're trying to do, and I think the jury's definitely still out as to whether this is going to be a plan that really has significant impact, is to try and change the rules a little bit so that the government-backed lenders can help people who already have mortgages to reduce the mortgages. To answer your question now, how does that affect the housing market? I think the big thing is this is going to do two things. One is help reduce the number of people who are going to default, which is going to help stabilize home prices. The second is I think it starts to change the psychology a little bit of people who are living in homes and who, you know, to qualify for this program, you have to be current on your mortgage. And this is going to start to be, you know, this is really the first program that starts to help people who have done all the right things and made their payments and, you know, really stuck by their responsibilities. Now, I'm not saying that people who defaulted didn't, but these are people who may have been underwater who really have done the right thing. And I think that helps people in terms of thinking about getting in the housing market. And it certainly also is going to loosen credit a little bit, which has been a big problem. at the moment.
We're speaking with Chris Mayer, who's the Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. We're talking about the new plan from the Obama administration in order to try and help some owners, homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages. But, you know, let me ask you, Chris, why is it so difficult to get at the homeowners that are struggling, since there's, it seems like there are so many homeowners that at this point are either underwater, having trouble meeting their mortgage every month. Isn't there a broad enough swath of Americans in that position that almost any program should help?
I could not agree with you more. I think where I've been critical of the administration, I think it has really been, you know, they haven't seriously taken on the housing problem since the beginning of 2009 when they announced many of these programs or started announcing programs. And I wish that, you know, when we took on the auto industry with the auto czar, when, you know, the administration really, I think, seriously decided they were going to push health care, there was a commitment to really solve the problem. And I don't think I've ever felt that commitment either with regard to the housing market or in, you know, some of the other areas. But I think we really have needed somebody, you know, we've needed the administration to have a serious look and a commitment to do something in an area that affects tens of millions of Americans and have left consumers and the economy and the banking system just hammered.
So what if you were going to call up Obama right now and tell him, here's one quick, simple thing you could do, it would be?
It would be to take this program and say, I'm not going to target hundreds of thousands of homeowners. I'm going to target 27 million homeowners to refinance the mortgages. Our estimate is that if this program were done in scale, you would see, you know, upwards of 20 to 25 million refinancings, and you would save $50 billion a year of payments and substantially, reduce foreclosures on the order of 700,000 in the next year. So I think they should, and I'm not saying they won't do that because it's not yet clear, but this should be a big program. This should not be applied, you know, there are 8.5 million people with government-backed mortgages who have rates above 6% when the market rate is at 4. Mm. So I think this is, you know, my major comment, and again, we don't know the details enough to know what this is going to happen, but my advice for the administration would be to start by making this program much bigger, and then I think the second stage is going to try and bring a more normal credit market so that people can get mortgages when they put 20% down and, you know, be able to buy a home.
Chris Mayer is the Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.